Welcome back to Zero Carb Journal, episode 37. Matt here. How you guys doing? How about that? 37 episodes. It's not that far from 52. We're coming up on a year. Kind of don't want it to be that soon because I started in the middle of winter. I'm not ready for the middle of winter. Anyways, good morning, guys. How are y'all? I'm doing great. It's Sunday morning. 7:30. It's not too early. It's foggy outside. It rained yesterday. It's starting to turn around. It's 50 degrees out there. I got a fire going. Yes, it's August. Yeah, I wish I didn't. And I probably don't have to. It was like 65 in here when I woke up, but I'm going to be chilling today, so I figured I'd have it nice and toasty. I can always open the doors, and it's nice to have fires. You know, I miss fires during the summer, but I remember by the end of winter, I'm sure sick of having fire all the time. Making fire, chopping wood, all that. So, anyways, hope you guys are good. I'm doing great. I can feel my warm fire kicking over here and getting a good start to my morning. So, hope you guys had a great week. Hope you guys are feeling wonderful, moving forward, making progress on your goals. Staying in the moment. Being here now. I had a really good week, you guys. Let me tell you about it. So zero carb style, zero carb perspective. Let's see, how did this week go? You know, I had a really good week. For the most part, I kept things pretty tight. I still have from weeks ago now have still cheese in my fridge. Don't think I ate any this week. I might have just finished off that block of cheddar at the end of last weekend. I had some Kerrygold cheddar. I ate a little bit at the end of last weekend. Cheese seems to be not that great. on a regular basis, once in a while, seems to be okay. Now, when I bought that cheese, I think I told you guys, I bought some bacon, I bought some salami, I bought some stuff like that. I ended up not eating any of it except for the bacon. And I tried the bacon in small doses, you know, one meal. Isolated. I didn't eat it regular meals weeks ago, and it was fine. That's been my experience now for the last few months. Every time I've tried it, it seems like it's been generally okay. However, I had an episode this week, so I ate bacon, you know, maybe Monday or Tuesday. It seemed like it was pretty good. And then, let's see, I guess it was Thursday, so it must have been Wednesday night, maybe. I ate bacon at night. I was like, I'm gonna get rid of this pack of bacon. I was just trying to clean the fridge out, get ready for my new butcher, my lamb and my cow to come back and get in my freezer. So I've been trying to clear everything out. So ate bacon Wednesday night, no problem. Woke up Thursday morning and ate and did my stuff and ate bacon again for lunch or my first meal of the day, whatever that is. I usually eat that about noon. And I ate quite a bit. I mean, it wasn't quite a bit compared to some of your stories. It was quite a bit for me. Excuse me. I ate like 6 pieces. Normally I would have maybe 4, you know. So I had maybe 4, 5, or 6 pieces the night before. And then more than 12 hours later, probably more like 16 hours later, because I ate at like 6 and then not again until noon. So 18 hours, whatever. I ate another 6 pieces of bacon. Now, in both of those instances, I had it with beef. Now, the night before, I had it with, you know, 4 pieces of bacon with 2 pounds of beef. And the next morning, I had 6 pieces of bacon with 1 pound of beef the next day. So, felt pretty good, all good. And then Thursday night came along about 5 or 6 hours after I ate. Man, wow, did I get sick, you guys. I had a crazy bad episode. I was in so much pain. I got my full body, whatever that the heck it is that happens to me. I'm sick, you guys. It sucks. It doesn't suck. It's fine, actually. I'm not sick right now. I'm not sick 99.9% of the time, but man, when those episodes happen, they're bad. That one was bad. I was pre-syncope, which is just like bathed in sweat. I mean, I wreck my clothes. They are absolutely soaked. And I'm scared, and I'm in tons of pain. And I'm outside, and I'm sitting on my bucket, diarrhea in, and it's just straight liquid. And I feel like I'm going to lose consciousness. And it was so bad, you guys. I was like, you know, I had had friends who say, hey, next time you feel like that, you got to go to the emergency room. And I was sitting, I remember sitting on that bucket on Thursday just going, okay, I have to go to the emergency room. Like, it was bad. I was in so much pain. And I ended up, I was like, I got to go to the emergency room. How do I do that? I couldn't move. You know, I couldn't like get 3 feet from my bucket. So I just kind of keeled over and laid on my deck. And I was a mess. I'm just going to tell you guys because it's awful. I had poop running down my leg and covered in sweat. And I mean, it's just terrible. It's so stupid. Why does that happen? Anyways, so I'm laying there, kind of holding on to the deck, trying not to lose consciousness because that's usually what happens. I black out. And then, you know, it's funny because it's like it's awful to lose consciousness, right? And I'm so in so much pain and so sweaty and just so feels so awful heading towards there. But usually once I lose consciousness, I come to, and then within 5 minutes, I'm fine. So I'm sort of praying to lose consciousness because I'm in so much pain and I'm so scared. And I vomit. Sorry. It's not a very good story, is it? And so I vomit. And there's nothing really in my stomach. I hadn't really been drinking a whole lot of water. So what comes out is like, sorry, I'm going to be specific, but what comes out is like kind of clear, really like, it's not mucus. It's like gel, right? Like a jellyfish kind of deal. Just like saliva sort of, you know, like gel. And it was maybe like a cup if you poured that on the ground of this sort of clear, semi-clear, almost gel. Kind of translucent, but not really, a little, maybe not really milky, not really mucousy, just sort of clear gel, a little bit of brown, you know, digestive stuff in there. A couple tiny little chunks of bacon, but for the most part, there was nothing left in my stomach. I had digested it all. So I get that out and I instantly start feeling better and my sweats start to go away. So I take a shower and I start to relax and I feel fine, you know, for the most part. Fine. I mean, I'm a little bit off-put by my experience, but I'm a little bit queasy. My stomach sort of is not stoked, but it's not bad. You know, I had been just burning, like there was a hole burning through the insides of my tummy. I was in so much pain. Goes away, throw up, diarrhea a lot, goes away, take a shower, clean up. Didn't eat dinner that night, just kind of by 9 o'clock that night, I cooked dinner. Actually, I was cooking when I got sick, so then I just saved it. Thought I might eat, but then I figured I better not. And I woke up the next day, and this is kind of some weird information, but I'm just going to add it because it's going in my pile of information, so I'm going to tell you guys. So I go outside to where I vomited, right? And there is my little pool of vomit, and it's dried up. You guys, it looked like a dried up, like, Great Salt Lake. I'm not kidding. There was like a piece of, you know, long pieces of grass kind of laying, this is really gross, I'm sorry, but laying through that pool, you know, with a dry end so I could kind of pick it up, and it's covered in these salt crystals. I mean, I could see them. They had crystallized into, you know, cubes, like salt does, little cubes of salt crystals. And that little pool where I vomited was literally just a white, sparkly salt bed. Now, was that just salt from the bacon, and eating 10 pieces of bacon in 16 hours, you know, gave my stomach some oversaltedness? Was it just bile salts that were drying out and normal? Was it, you know, all the other stuff in the bacon, the sodium phosphates and different kinds of salts? I have no idea. Was it because I don't eat salt and I oversalted myself and made too much of an acidic situation in my stomach? That's kind of what the burning felt like, but when I in my stomach down in there, but when I threw up, it really wasn't an acidic feeling. I know I'm sorry to talk about in so much detail, but it's just data and maybe it'll help. So it wasn't a burning vomit. It didn't taste like, it wasn't like, oh my god, that's burning me, it's super acid, super salty. So I don't know, you guys, but boy, did I get sick. Wow, it was a terrifying one. So anyways, after that, I felt fine, and I worked out the next day, and now I feel great, and I built a shed yesterday, and I got so much work done. My energy's epic, so It's nothing that lasts. I don't get any residuals. It's just my stomach says, yeah, no, we don't do that anymore. Or something. So anyways, aside from that, I had a great week. So, you know, it's funny. I feel so good most of the time on this diet, and I just totally deny that there, you know, that I might have something wrong. I start to think I was imagining it, you know, and people and friends and family, and, you know, everyone just sort of conveniently forgets. And, well, I don't know. I'm not blaming anyone else. It just seems like I go through life without it really being an issue, but then it just crops up and reminds me why I keep things so tight. So anyways, all good. I feel great. I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to buy bacon again for a little while. It was cheap bacon, I'm not going to lie. So who knows? Maybe that was part of the deal. But whatever. Anyways, hey, you guys. How you doing? Thanks so much for all your questions and comments. I made some notes today. I want to go over some of the questions you guys have asked me this week and talk a little bit about some of the stuff you've asked me to comment on. So first and foremost, Dean, Mr. Dean Riley, thank you so much, man, all the time. You're always right here with me, and I sure appreciate it. You asked about meetups, you know, if you were thinking about starting a meetup group. And so, folks, I don't have any information on that, but I have run into someone on Twitter who is attempting to get one going out here. He's in the greater Seattle area, north of there, I think. And I'll check in with him. I think he's got one scheduled for maybe this weekend or next weekend. So we'll see how it goes. I'm curious myself. So I'll try and give you some more info, Dean, as we go down the line here. But I think it's a great idea. I, for one, you know, would love to do meetups. Actually, I had a great experience this week. Let me go back to that because it has to do with meeting. I met my first subscriber and viewer, and John, thanks so much. That was really cool. You know, I made that offer a couple weeks ago on the organs of my lamb and cows because I don't really eat them. And so John contacted me and lives in my town. So we met up at my local grocery store, and it was really a pleasure for me. I really enjoyed meeting another carnivore. And as with most carnivores, he was just a great, nice, wonderful man. And I really enjoyed talking to him about his experience and learning about him and his family a little bit, who are all sharing some of the stuff. Hi to John's sister in Wisconsin. Glad to hear you like your burgers like I do. We know what's up, huh? And I think John's wife, perhaps, was the other one. And all of you folks, I'm so thankful. Thank you for watching, and really made my day to hear that that we're connecting, you know, and that I'm reaching out and making an impact. So thank you for that. And John, thanks for calling and let me know that you ate those liver and that you liked it. That makes me feel good knowing that it's getting some good use. So that was really nice. And I haven't done a meetup or met more people, but I sure think it'd be neat to have a big group get together and bond. Feel like we're not alone, not weirdos. So that was cool. So that's all I know about that, Dean. I'll see if I can get more info for you. So M. Fender, you asked me about the fat in my cows and in my sheep, and I will say that I haven't got them back yet, but when we slaughtered him, boy, that little bull looked awfully fat. And you know, he should be, because he was always on the wrong side of the fence eating all the stuff that I didn't want him to eat. He always had access to the best forage, you know, so I was hoping that was going to be the case. And he looked like he was very fatty. We'll see when I get it back. I'm not sure, you know, how I asked them not to trim. So I asked them to grind it all up with all the fat. And boy, he looked really good. Now you asked me to talk a little bit about the different kinds of fat. And you know, what I've discovered in my own, experiments, what works for me. So if I have a ribeye and I, you know, bite into one of those big kind of golden yellow fat globules, if I just sort of let my mouth like extract the liquid fat from there, the fat that melts in your mouth, boy, that tastes great to me and feels really good on my stomach. But if I chew, if I have to eat the fat, if I have to chew up any of the, you know, the connective tissue that contains the fat, or especially those more clear, hard, gristly pieces, those seem to go in my digestive system and not come out the right way. I end up vomiting them up or having bad gastric distress. So I think there's something with me that means I don't digest that stuff very well. So with regards to the different types of fat, what I've found is that the more durable the fat is, whether it breaks down at higher temperatures or whether it doesn't break down at all, the less I'm able to process it. And so in my experience, that tends to be the fats lower on the animal that really seem to have a bigger effect on me. So the fats from the brisket and the flank and the belly and all those sort of down low places, they just seem to be greasier for some reason. They seem to break down at higher temperatures and they seem to cause me issues. I can eat them in moderation, but if I really load up on them, I end up feeling ill. So same goes, like I said, for gristle and connective tissue, even from the fat that's more tender. So I really need to use my mouth to identify what seems to be okay. So as such, I end up spitting out, like if I eat, that's why I eat ground beef, because then I just eat it all. But if I eat ribeye, there's a lot of it that I don't eat. I do try and extract, I'll put most of it in my mouth, but I will end up spitting a lot of it out, which is kind of gross. I was raised to, chew with my mouth closed and all that stuff, so I have a hard time taking, I don't when I'm by myself, but I would hesitate to eat steaks out, I think. And I've done it, obviously, many times, and I always have a little napkin hiding episode, which I feel self-conscious about. Maybe it's no big deal. Anyways, that's my take on the different fats, my friend M. Fender, is that you just got to learn what works for you. But for me, if I have to chew it up, it ain't going down. So I don't eat it. And like I said, that tends to be sort of the cheaper, lower cuts that are lower on the animal. I don't seem to get it as much with chuck and ribeye and things that come from the animal's backs and shoulders. So, and those tend to be the more tender areas. So makes sense, I guess. So, and last but not least, let's talk about some blood work. Melanie, my friend, hi. You asked me about blood work. And, I can't remember if I ever shared actual numbers, but it's a great idea. I should have. I've had blood work twice since I've been ZC. I had blood work at 3 months, and it was bad. I mean, I don't really think it, I don't put much stock in cholesterol numbers anymore, but it was bad by all measures. My cholesterol was 500 or something like that. So that was a few months after starting. I was actively losing weight. I hadn't found Dave Feldman. I was doing everything wrong. I was starving myself to lose weight. And then I went to the doctor and I was like, oh, I'm going to the doctor in 3 days. So I ate less fat and less food. And, I did everything that you can to drive your cholesterol numbers up, knowing what I know now after listening to the blessing that we have been given in Dave Feldman, who shared so much information that makes me comfortable to do this way of eating. So thanks, Dave. I know you're not watching probably, but appreciate it. So let's talk about my blood work. So I had that. That was the first blood work. Then the second one I had was in December of last year. So it's been quite a while now. Now I've got an appointment scheduled coming up in October. So I'll get some more. I think my doctor wanted to do more lipids. So we'll see. Although the last time I went and we did the roundup, he said he really didn't feel the need to test me anymore for years. He thought my risk was extremely low. So let's talk about them. I wrote some stuff down. I got some paper here. I'm not sure what this will do, the audio with me rustling around, but we'll see what we can do here. So my overall numbers in my, my doctor was really nice. He got me what they call a VAP test, I think, where they do the particle size. And we just did a normal lipid test. So my normal lipid test, this is last December, my cholesterol was 294. Now, I don't know how to convert that to those of you who use the other measurement, but 294 mgdl, deciliters, milligrams per deciliter, maybe? I can't remember. So 294 of those. And that's pretty high, by all standards. But my HDL and triglyceride ratio is great. My HDL was 76 and my triglycerides were 61. So a great ratio, 0.8 something. And my LDL was 202, so high by all markers. But again, after listening to Dave Feldman, it doesn't concern me at all. I feel like I'm right on track. I'm what he calls a lean mass hyper-responder. There's a lot of us out there who eat low carb or no carb. And it feels like it's, it feels right to my body. And following his hypothesis. It makes sense to me, and so I believe it, so I don't worry too much about it. Now, my doctor had one concern that he wanted to test for, and that was iron. So he tested me for ferritin and iron, and my numbers came out great. My ferritin is 152. That's an NG, nanograms per milliliter? I don't know. NG, ML. And 152, and the range is 20 to 380, so I got an N, normal, right in the middle of the range. And my iron is 113 mcg over deciliter. So, and that range is 50 to 180, and I got 113. So again, right in the middle. So my iron is great. That's hamburgers pretty much exclusively for, at that time, I guess I was 11 months, 10 months ZC. Pretty much just beef and water at that point. I think I might have still been eating eggs, salmon. That's about it. My usual forays into stuff that makes me sick once in a while, but not very often because I get sick. So those were my basic numbers, but here's the VAP test. This is the interesting one, I guess, and I don't know much about this. I have no science to share with you guys. I read a lot of studies and stuff, but everyone does those big science YouTubes. That's not my deal. So here's my VAP test, or it's not nuclear magnetic resonance or whatever, but it's similar, but it does the particle numbers. So my lipoprotein. Oh yeah, there it is. My lipoprotein pattern is A, which they say is the good pattern. And my number there, which I think is the size, right, is 18 nmol over liters, with the range being anything less than 75. So lipoprotein A is the optimal pattern as opposed to the high pattern B. And 18, I guess, is a good number. Don't know what that means. Someone can tell me about that, maybe. Oh, no, here's the size. LDL peak size, that's in angstroms. 225.6 angstroms, with the range being greater than or equal to 218. So I'm good. They're not too small, I guess, is the case. So what this says here is, I'll just read you the numbers. LDL particle number. Okay, my LDL particle number is 2020 nmol over L, with a range. I'm at the very top end of that range, but the range is 2185, so I'm just under the top end of the range, although they put me in the high risk. My small LDL is 242 nmol with a range of 123 to 441. So 242 still puts me in high risk. LDL medium, I'm at 395. Range 167 to 465. So again, I'm high. Anything over 271, I was 395. My HDL large is 5,398. So I'm in range, but my risk, again, is high. Anything less than 7,000, basically. So according to this, you know, I'm high risk, but we expect that. So my doctor went into he used a regular calculator, not a low-carb calculator. And he used my, you know, blood pressure and whatever other markers along with my cholesterol numbers, and he said my risk was somewhere in the 2 percentile range, and they recommend testing every 6 years, and he wasn't concerned at all. So nor am I, and I wasn't, and I don't put much stock in those cholesterol numbers as a marker of heart health. But there they are. I feel good about them, and we'll see what happens when I go in October, see how it's changed or progressed. I anticipate similar numbers. I think that by December I had sort of figured out what I was up to. I'd been reading Dave Feldman, so I sort of knew what was going on. So I think it'll be kind of the same, but who knows? I'll be curious to find out. So, okay. So that's that. Those are all my questions from you guys. And I have a sneeze. I've got a real tickly nose. I think I'm about to sneeze. Maybe I'll try and finish up before I get to that point. So, anyways, I'm doing great, you guys. I feel really good. I've kind of settled into a good workout schedule. And I got a lot done this week. Boy, I had a productive week. I got a shed just about built. I just got to put a roof on it so I can store my yard tools, my bike and stuff in the winter. I haven't had a place for things like that. I got a bunch of the wood racked and put away, and been working a lot on stove stuff. Boy, it's fall, so people are starting to heat up, building their stoves. I'm spending a lot of time emailing people who are building. It's really rewarding for me to see people building my designs and see these things starting to show up out there. There's a few now in Europe, and boy, it's just really rewarding. So I'm spending a lot of time doing that. I still have my new design. It's on deck. It's ready to launch. I just have to put together. I have to sit down and do a bunch of work on my website, which I'm terrible at. I'm actually just terrible at sitting at the computer and doing work. I usually want to go outside. So I got to get my website updated and do some videos. But I've got a lot of good projects moving forward. So I'm really focused. And as usual, I'm sort of, you know, financially limited, but it's actually been really good. It's with the new wood materials I got a lot to do. I can do here without spending money, and it's allowing me to stay focused and get things done. I probably would have taken off and gone surfing last week if I could have bought gas. So maybe better to just stay home and keep moving forward and making progress on my other goals. So that's about it, I guess. I think I'll wrap it up here, you guys. And head into this week with a great attitude and really looking forward towards progress. And I'm really excited to get my lamb and beef and to stop my cheap meat eating. We'll see if that makes a difference. I'm currently not going to the store, and I'm trying to eat the last bits of stuff that are in my freezer. So kind of struggling through the weekend. Not struggling, there's a lot of food. It just isn't the stuff I like the best. But trying to get through that. And I'm close, and I can't wait. I'll tell you guys, hopefully by the end of this week, I'll be eating my lamb and beef, and I'll let you guys how that goes. Let you guys know how that goes next week. So, anyways, I really hope you guys are doing great. Thank you so much for all your nice comments, all you lovely people. Thank you. You guys make me feel so great. Just really, really appreciate the support. And it's really nice to know that you guys are out there and that we've got a little community going here. And well, I just hope we can keep growing. I'm going to keep doing this for a while, you guys. I'm really enjoying it. So thanks so much for all your support. And I hope you guys are feeling great. Have a great week. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening and watching. See ya.